Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
So there's that. The NFL playoffs happened over the weekend, and the Niners won!
Yay.
Niners win!
It's incredible!
It's a miracle! With all the injuries we've had and all of... And having to go into Philly, where they're just mean...
They're booing their own team.
They're just mean. There's no other way to describe it.
Yeah, they were very upset. Very let down. Oh, the poor dears. Mm.
So the Niners will travel to Seattle, which is... Yeesh. We played them recently and it didn't go well. But listen. Let's enjoy this win and not worry about it for now.
Yes.
Other winners in the NFL playoffs include the Bears, the Rams, the Pats, and the Bills, and there's a game tonight. Texans at Steelers, 5:15 game time, and that's on ABC. I say that because I swear, who thinks Amazon Prime when you think that there's a playoff game? Like,
I know.
Wait, what? Where is it? I'm looking at the guide. It's not there.
Right.
No, you're here. Oh, right. Is it Netflix? Is it Prime? Is it YouTube?
I know. It's very confusing.
All TV has become that. In fact, I hear people saying less choices.
I would like fewer choices if at all possible.
It'd be nice. Like there's just a flooded market of stuff out there. No one can get to it all.
Right. And honestly, I really wish that I could go piecemeal because I hate subscribing to stuff knowing that whether I watch anything on that or not, I'm paying for it every month. I'd really like to just be able to search any show and I'd rather rent it. I'd rather pay to just watch that and then not have to pay into the future. I don't think I'm ever going to get my wish, though.
Oh, I think change is coming.
I think it has to.
Yeah. No, I think there's... eventually it'll just be too ridiculous. And someone's going to say, we figured out how to make this work. I mean, all these big companies will have to somehow work together, but
yeah,
makes sense.
Right. There's got to be some place where you can just pick and choose by show. Look at what's highly rated.
Or the other way is just finish Netflix once and for all and then quit them and move on to the next provider.
Right.
Because having all of them.
If Netflix, if you could just stop throwing up great new stuff, that'd be awesome. When's the next Bridgerton coming?
Oh, that? Great. Oh, really?
Cannot wait. I love that show.
Four astronauts on the space station are coming home a month early.
Oh, is that so?
After one of them had some sort of serious medical issue.
Oh.
NASA hasn't given a ton of details, they say, because of privacy concerns. They say... the astronaut is stable. It's the first evacuation in the space station's 25-year history.
Oh, so is this the first time it'll be empty?
It won't be empty.
Okay.
There are other people up there.
I see.
It's very strange, though, the way this... So there are... we have astronauts living in space. And if you walked out onto a street right now and said to someone, how many people are currently on the space station... I don't believe anybody could answer it.
No.
In fact, I read three stories getting ready for this story and still can't answer it. I know someone will still be there.
Yes.
Because one American is staying behind on the evacuation in order to make sure our current experiments continue before they can, I guess, restaff the thing. But there's no idea. And
12.
I just think
let's
it's
go 12.
It's super weird that we don't have more.
Okay.
That we don't care.
Daily regular info.
I'm sure
that
you
we don't
could,
care.
I'm
You're
sure
right.
you could find out.
What's your guesses?
I say 12.
You mean how many are there now before
right now.
These four people leave? Okay.
Right now.
I'm going to say 8.
I looked it up.
It's 7.
Mm. There's a set, and then 4 are going to leave.
Yes.
So one American stays behind.
To watch whatever we've got
brewing.
Or to
make sure that the Russians and the Chinese don't look at our experiments.
And the crew size varies from 3 to 7 during crew rotations.
So oh, I see. So 7 normal. Is sort of the normal number.
Yeah.
Who knows what they're doing up there? Maybe it's, can you make chicken soup in outer space? And we don't want the Ruskies whizzing in our soup or whatever when no one's looking.
Absolutely not.
What if it's some weird space virus and he brings it back to Earth and...
Oh, well, there's that.
Mutates everybody. There's no apocalypse.
Kids, if you're listening, there's Uncle Maddie's being a jokester.
Oh, Uncle
He's just
Boogerhead.
Making jokes. There's no such thing as some outer space. What are you doing? Parents are going to be like, you're going to school. No, I'm not. There's a virus coming for us.
From space.
The space virus, Mom. Didn't you just hear them on the radio?
I mean, this is the beginning of every good science fiction horror
movie.
Yeah,
that's why you don't bring that up.
Sounds good.
How did they get sick in space?
Right. Well, obviously, they go up clean. Microbes somehow made it here over millions of years of space travel.
In other science news, real fast, scientists built the tiniest robot ever, smaller than a grain of sand.
Oh, the nanobots are here.
It's autonomous and powered by light. They programmed a bunch of them to detect temperature changes and work together in groups.
Micro robots had not even crossed my mind as a thing.
Oh.
Now I'm worried. They are powered by light?
So this is another end of the world.
These guys are just
going to
tell you the temperature. So they're, I don't see much trouble from
that.
But
we're getting to the point where they're going to be able to inject nanobots into you and it's going to go and kill individual cancer cells.
Or what if they work like ants together? You know, they're very tiny and singular, but they're somehow working all together on a mission.
Well, just step on them. Don't worry. Crush them.
Oh, really? Because ants are so easy to get rid of.
Ants are not easy to get rid of. They are not. I know.
Sure they are.
No, they're not.
Just put out the
poison. Got nanobot problems? Call ATCO Pest Control.
ATCO will take care of your nanobot problem infestation.
Technology. It's always just moving right along, isn't
it? Yeah, it really is.
Not tiny robots.
Technology.
I'm in. I love the tiny robot.
I was... Recently, this was over a month ago, but I went surfing and I had this, it was a kind of a big day or towards the top of what I'm willing to go out in. And I got drilled.
Oh.
I was having a good day and then I just got cocky and tried to do something I shouldn't have late, you know, like a big one's coming through and I'm I'm in position. I think I can make this. And then I got absolutely drilled.
Oh no.
I showed you, did I show you the bruise on my ribs?
No.
Oh, it was radical. Anyway, the point is I came up out of the water and I finally, you know, I got my breath. I got back on my board and I paddled back and I'm like, ow, that hurts. But I looked at my watch and my watch, it detected how deep I'd been drilled into the water and also gave me the temperature of the water. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know this did that.
Why didn't I check that when I was down there?
Oh, I'm up 12 feet under.
Who knew? And it's like one of those things you don't know. Tech.
So how far down were you?
I was about 6 feet down, and it was 58 degrees, which is warm for right now, by the way. Warm, very warm. We get down to 52 in winter usually, which is so cold your hands hurt right when you get in.
Oh.
Like 52.
And then they go numb.
And then you lose them entirely. Like you can't even... You can't grip them to paddle, but that takes a minute. Anyway, the point is technology. Tiniest robots ever, smaller than a grain of sand.
I like it.
We'll give you the temperature.
Technology.
Yeah.
That and who knows what else.
Seems useless, but, you know, they've got to start somewhere.
That book, the Dan Brown book about those tiny robots, I forget what it's called. Do you remember that?
Vaguely. Is it the
one? You read it. I know you did.
Is it the one where they think they've found outer space life?
Yes.
It's called Distinction Point.
Deception Point.
I knew
it. You got it.
So close.
That is a good book.
That is a good book.
Did that become a movie?
I don't know.
Huh.
Bunch of Dan Brown stuff became a movie. But that one wasn't with the guy that's always in them, that Tom Hanks plays on TV, right?
Langdon.
Yeah, Robert Langdon.
Robert Langdon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No movie.
I love the...
No movie?
No movie.
I love the Dan Brown books. I actually gave up on the one with... it was an overpopulation one, I think. But then he came back and did that AI one that I really... Wasn't that him?
I don't know. One. It's been a minute since I've read any of his books, but I still... That book of them all... No.
I think about that one. That's a good one.
The Da Vinci Code kind of took over the world for a minute,
yeah,
and which made him But it was the number one book for, I think, two or three years running.
Yeah, it was that was the one
where churches are putting signs up. That's not the way that gets you. And you're like, oh my God, they feel like they have to defend themselves against Robert Langdon.
He's just a professor.
While we're in the ocean real fast, let me just say, while we were out, there was a shark attack. Did you hear about this?
While we were out for big vacation?
Yeah, Christmas vacation. Erica Fox, an athletic 55-year-old Pebble Beach resident, went missing during a December 21st group swim that she regularly attended near Pacific Grove.
Her
body was later found right down the street from one of the spots I surf all the time.
Oh, no.
They say she did, in fact, die of a shark attack. She was also, in fact, wearing one of those shark bands. I told you guys, my wife me one of these and said, you wear it. And I was like, all right, like, fine. That's fair. You bought it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have bought it, but you bought it. I'll wear it. And she was wearing one when she was attacked.
That company's bummed.
They are bummed, but they do say, and this is a true story, that great whites are ambush predators. They don't like
come around and nose you first.
They don't give you a lick. They come from a distance below you at like a bullet and hit. So this little thing isn't going to save you from that.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
If they're swimming around and just seeing what's what, it might help you out. And so it's funny. I had this moment where I went, will I still wear that? Like, what's the point? And then I still wore it.
Well, it doesn't hurt.
That's not right. It doesn't hurt.
Kind of like expired medicine.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Not going to hurt.
Is it?
You.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know about you guys, but I try not to feed my kids expired medicine. That's all I was trying to say as I went through the, doesn't matter. Anyway, those things are not foolproof, it turns out. And this lady they're confirming in the news today did in fact pass from the shark attack that everyone assumed she passed from.
Oh, God.
That's so scary. I've swum there.
At Pacific Road?
Yeah.
It's a very popular triathlon training spot.
Yeah, we train there all the time. And Yeah, it's just freaky to think like
that happened.
That would make me double think it in the water again.
Well, especially once they get a meal, I'm like, okay, well, no one ever swim there again.
I mean, did she get eaten up or
that same group of people?
I don't know.
That same group of people, the swimmers, the group that swims together, they had a person attacked in the year 2022, and the guy lived, but he was bit in his legs and had a. I'm sure he hasn't slept since. That group then went and bought all these shark bands. It's the same group.
Oh.
And so they've been swimming ever since with this same, you know,
oh my God,
bravado I've been, you know, offered through this shark band. I'm safe. What? I told one of my friends I had it on. He goes, I'll stay near you. And we both went, yeah, it works. This is the first time it's been proven to for sure not work.
Just to ease everyone's mind, you are far more likely to get struck by lightning than to be attacked by a shark.
Well, I'm 100% more likely to be struck by lightning. I don't swim in the ocean. So there's that.
You win.
Duh.
How about a fast fact?
Okay. I like fast those. Facts. You know that.
Oh, divorce.
Oh, divorce.
As part of David Hasselhoff's divorce settlement with Pamela Bach back in 2008, he retained ownership of the catchphrase, don't hassle the Hoff.
That's a catchphrase?
Oh, yeah. It's on t-shirts and stuff.
That's your question? He had to fight his ex-wife. For the catchphrase.
Was she Pam Hasselhoff? Maybe she was doing all the selling of the t-shirts and had money of her own because of Don't Hassle the Hoff. I just can't believe anyone went, oh, look at that. I gotta get that.
It seems like you shouldn't have to argue over your catchphrase.
Or something that's like your name. You're giving up my name with this divorce thing.
I mean, you guys have ruined Cool Breeze, but
what?
I would have
What's
to
that?
Be you know exactly what it is.
La, 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 la.
Yeah,
Cool Breeze.
I mean, my kids started it. You came in here and made it even worse. And but can you imagine having to fight for your own freaking catchphrase or nickname?
I guess maybe you would, though, if you were like in a contentious divorce. You're like, you can't have that. And she's like, I'm taking it.
Did Maria Shriver get I'll Be Back in the divorce? I mean.
Oh, that'd be a good one to get. Yeah.
What the?
I wonder if he has any kind of ownership over that.
Who, Arnold?
Yeah, or if like James Cameron owns that because he's a Terminator guy.
Well, ownership, what did they say? Ownership is 9/10 of, no, possession.
Possession is 9/10.
He's the guy who says it. Yeah. So James Cameron could go, I own that all the way to the bank. And
hasta la vista. Don't say that. That's not yours. I own that.
Despite the myths, your hair and fingernails don't keep growing after you die.
What about your nose? I've heard that. Keeps growing.
What?
I heard your nose, your hair, your fingernails.
Your nose.
I don't know. I just heard that.
You're just making crap up now.
So what? That's what I do.
It's a fast fact.
Animal life stops at 1.2 miles below the surface of the earth. Some worms live that low, but nothing lives lower.
Worms that live 1.2 miles. Wow. All animal life. No microbes, no nothing.
Shouldn't it be too squashy down there? Even for worms?
You know, it does feel like it would be very heavily compacted.
Really?
Like that gravity just pulling.
Yeah.
I don't know. Interesting. That's a good fast fact.
Well, thank you. Mm. Miracle on 34th Street was released in June of 1947, even though it was a Christmas movie and would go on to be one of the all-time classics. A studio head believed people go to the movies in summer. So we're releasing it in the summer.
And how did it do?
Not great.
Oh. How did it do that Christmas?
It's lived on forever, though.
Yeah, it has. And I wonder if they put it in the... They're like, well, we have this movie, and it is the summer, but it's not Hollywood like it is now, where it's like, I mean, a million places to go and look at movies. There were only so many movies out. Maybe they were just like, we got to put it out. We don't have anything else to put out. We got to make some money this year.
The people need to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know our text number, and Maddie's on the show.
Hey, Maddie.
800-400-3697. Let's see here. From the 925, you're more likely to be struck and killed by a coconut versus a shark. Bud Martinez, listen on Odyssey and YouTube.
Yeah. Well, you can't eliminate the threat entirely.
Jorge in Newark says, I can see Vinny fighting for I don't want no trouble.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like in the divorce, the missus just goes, yeah, I'm now also going to. Luckily, I'm not that business-minded and have never trademarked anything.
You don't have any merch.
I don't make any merch. Mm. None whatsoever. Like, Sarah has merch. I don't have any merch.
I don't have any merch anymore.
You got rid of all the merch?
Yeah, well, I closed down my Etsy.
You don't
shop.
Have a backlog of purses waiting to be purchased?
Oh, well, they're not really for sale. I do have some stock. If any of my friends come over, they can come and take a look. But I just make
a last minute present.
Oh yeah, definitely. I've done that before.
All right.
Oh, here's some of our marmalade, and put it in a purse. Here you go. Here's a nice
look at you go. Present for you. Yeah, I don't have any of that. Mm.
This is kind of interesting. From the 650, we were talking about Nicolas Cage in the comic book. Cave was trying to play Superman in a movie never made. His stage name is Cage, is taken from Luke Cage, a superhero.
Oh.
Yeah. Fun fact, Nicholas was going to play Superman, which would have been directed by Tim Burton, who also directed Batman, Jorge in Newark.
Yeah, that was
that was in production, I thought.
That ended up, he ended up in costume in the movie, in the Flash movie.
Yeah.
In one of the multiverse
flashbacks.
No, well, I think they had footage of him when they were planning to make the movie, and it never saw the light of day.
And then from the 4-8, Vinny, what part did Isla get in the play?
You guys, that took over our entire weekend. So there were two plays that were being cast in this little CYT group that my daughter is part of. And it just takes over everything. Mm. And these kids, they talk about and practice their audition
pieces,
performances,
their numbers,
the songs, and like they months in advance heading into this. And I, of course, have a daughter who was doing that, getting ready, so into it. She landed a lead role in the play Narnia.
Oh,
so there's
wow.
Two plays. She landed a lead role.
Is she one of the princesses?
She's Suzanne, which is one of the kids.
One of the kids. That's great.
So,
oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Yesterday, before the announcement came out, she was wildly distracted and clearly tripping, but trying to be a normal human being and participate in life around her. But you could just see she could not. And she was like, do you have any emails there, Mom? Any emails come in yet? Do you have
It's all, like the old days of waiting by the mailbox.
Day until like, I don't know, we were in the, there was a point where Christina goes, I got the email. And I'm like, oh my God. And she checks and she's like, she got Suzanne or Susan or something like that. I don't. And.
Well, what are there four kids who go through?
Yeah.
That sounds right.
And then they become like they are kings, queens, princesses, princes in Narnia.
Susan is the second eldest. Queen Susan the Gentle, known for her bow and quiet nature.
Oh, the bow. Got. That's going to be really fun.
I don't know anything about it. I thought I did. Didn't we read Chronicles of Narnia as children?
Oh, yeah.
I have no memory of it.
You should go back and read them. They're good.
What, is that really part of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
Yes, that's the whole thing is the Chronicles of Narnia.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is
the first one. I think the Silver Chair is the second one or maybe the third
one. Wow, you remember it then.
I remember reading and loving those. I should go back and read
those. I do too, but I don't
remember
them.
And then there's all the movies. There's Aslan, the lion.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for asking. Yes, she got a part and we're relieved because it wasn't going to go well.
Would have been sad.
There was an all-day buildup. The disappointment would have been.
She got a big speaking part.
Heavy.
So you say that this thing is called Narnia. So is this like sort of a quick telling of the full Chronicles?
Well, these play nights end up being over 2 hours, so it's not that quick.
But it's not like you have to sit through all seven books.
No.
Is it a musical?
Yes.
Oh,
I did this once. I did Narnia the musical.
What
once.
Did you play?
I was 4 years old.
Oh.
And I played a raccoon.
Oh.
Just one of the creatures in
How
Narnia.
How were you?
I stole the show.
Did you? I'm not surprised.
I'll see if I can find the footage.
That would be the best thing that was ever on Instagram.
You'll post that.
I'll see if I can find it. I mean, I have to talk to the rents.
Okay.
They have the VHS tape of it.
Oh, boy.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
I'm going to start with Timothy Busfield.
Oh, this is the guy.
So Timothy Busfield, in case you haven't heard anything about this story, he is a guy that you would see a picture of him and go, oh, yeah, that guy.
I don't like or dislike, but I would say in general, that actor seems like someone that I would expect to be an upstanding individual and would be someone that I
He reminds me of Richard Dreyfuss in a way.
But
they could be related.
They're kind of like, you have a warm feeling towards him because he's not hot or cold, but he's someone that you've seen in multiple things.
Sure.
And you go, yeah, oh, this guy,
and
I know that guy.
He's married to Laura Ingalls, for goodness gracious.
Right. He's married to Melissa Gilbert.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh God, there's so many things I wanted to say here. I want to try and get to everything.
Okay.
Timothy Busfield, probably best known for 30-something.
I watched that show.
Me too. Yeah, that was a hit show. When was that? Like in the late 90s, maybe?
Oh, no, that was late 80s.
Yeah.
87 to 91.
Oh, 87 to 91. Yeah,
because
yeah,
I didn't watch TV in the 90s. Mm. I wasn't around for, you know what? I take that back. I watched the OJ trial. But other than that, I wasn't really watching TV. So it was.
The OJ trial got us all back onto TV.
Mm-hmm.
TV, what's, that's where you see the OJ guy. So Timothy Busfield has turned himself in, and Melissa Gilbert is standing by his side. Now, he is facing charges that he molested two young boys who worked on a show that he was directing. I believe they are now 11, but they were twins playing the same part. They were 7 year olds, they say at the time. And there have been some descriptions of what they've said. If you want to find that, go for it. I don't want to tell you what happened to little kids. Anthony Busfield surrendered to police in New Mexico yesterday, facing charges of molestation of two young boys who worked on the show he was directing. Then he got on the phone with TMZ, I guess, and said that he drove 2,000 miles to turn himself in, adding that the allegations are all lies. He says he's going to, quote, fight it, and I'm going to be exonerated because this is all so wrong and all lies. A rep for Timothy Busfield's wife, Melissa Gilbert, says that she, quote, stands with and supports her husband and will address the public at an appropriate time. We had heard that she deactivated all her social media. She does not want to be contactable at this time.
There were people, though, that said she'd posted something hinting at this incident or this situation 2 weeks prior to this news breaking.
Is that so?
Can you find that? Because it was one of those, there's a term people used for it, the post. It was like a way of saying, I know, like, something's about to come out and it's wrong and I'm out in front of it, so to speak.
Oh.
I can't remember what
the term for it or what was
either.
Said.
Okay. Yeah, I can't remember either, because it was a lot of times when I start to go down that little rabbit hole, I realize Sarah's going to tell me this. I need to stop reading it.
According to People magazine, Melissa Gilbert spoke out about child sex abuse in a social media post weeks before her husband was facing arrest.
And do you have the post?
I don't have the post.
It was some kind of post.
It's not hard to speak out about.
Well, right.
It says she wrote something cryptic about people playing victim and not taking accountability.
Oh.
So it's weird because
7 year olds need to have accountability? Hmm.
Well, or him. I don't know who she was referencing. And based on what I'd read, when you just said she's going to stand by her man, I thought, or that seemed surprising, because it sounded like the post she made was her stepping back from him.
Oh.
That's what I gathered. But again, I tapped out because I thought Sarah's going to bring this up. And I just,
it does. I think it was you who was saying yesterday, or whenever we first started talking about this, about, you know, if you don't believe what's happening, like that she deactivated all her social media, like it's almost surprising when someone does. It's like, I've been married to this guy for X amount of years. I've never seen anything that would indicate that this was going on. She said nothing. And I wonder if, maybe right now she's like, all right, I'm going to stand by you. I believe you. But I'm going to wait and see.
Well, the wait and see thing is interesting too, because, and I think about this a lot when I see new influencers that are coming up, it's really weird to be publicly popular, famous, whatever word you want to use. And you can't learn that any other way than being in that situation and suddenly realizing everything's amplified and everything can take you down and you got to be careful what you say. And someone who's been famous, Laura Ingalls, what? She was 5 when she was in?
She was
on that
show? If not 5, around there.
She's been famous her whole life. You could see where she might be like, I don't want to get caught up in this. I've seen this kind of stuff take people down all my life.
Right.
Well, what she posted was, she was talking about when she was 15 and another actor was 23. It was a very lengthy post, but she wrote, one of the quotes is, the girl on vacation in Hawaii with her family is the same girl who was expected to fall in love and kiss a man on film who was several years older than she was. Through the lens of today, this is shocking. I have no words other than today. I was a child. I was 15 and I was good news. She added in the caption, thank God my mom and Michael and so many others were there to make sure I was safe. Can you imagine if I hadn't had them all? I'm so fortunate. Many other young women aren't.
When is that from, though? I don't know if that's what Vinny's talking about.
Well, this is, I don't know.
That sounds like a Me Too post.
It does.
Yeah. Well, this was, they just talked about this in a post a day ago.
So this guy, though, is turned in and he's in jail.
Turned himself in. Well,
Timothy, what's his name?
Busfield.
Okay.
I don't know if he's being held. He did do a TMZ thing, so I don't really know. Maybe he turned himself in and they, sometimes you get out on bail, there's an arraignment of some kind. And so here's more. Timothy Busfield has faced two prior accusations of sexual misconduct. One was from a 17-year-old extra in 1994. That ended with a settlement. The other one was a 28-year-old woman who accused him of groping her, but he was never prosecuted because of insufficient evidence. So there's that. NBC he was supposed to star in an episode of SVU tomorrow night. And that one will probably never see the light of day.
Oh, they pulled it.
They pulled it.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're going to move up the other episodes in place of the previously scheduled installment, which I think is the right move. I think everybody takes a step back and... Do you disagree?
No. 925. I've disliked Timothy Busfield ever since he tried to foreclose on Kevin Costner's farm in Field of Dreams. I didn't realize that he played that character.
Oh, funny.
I don't remember that either. Yeah.
Well, I don't like him either then.
And then one more.
How dare he?
How dare he? It's Kevin Costner's farm. Timothy Busfield, there were witnesses who say the mom parent of the boys was pissed that the boys were being replaced on the show, so there's talk of this being retaliation. And I've read that in a couple sources, but...
The thing I read about the retaliation is apparently the music, they had contributed music to the show. I don't know if this was a show or a movie or what it was.
But he was the director on it?
I think so. Okay. And he replaced their music. And so this is, I will say, this is quite a horrible thing to do to someone if it isn't true. Like we talk about it all the time, just the allegation is enough to splatter that crap all over you. And like, we'll never think of him the same way again, even if it turns out that these two are shysters and would go to these depths, these lengths to, I don't know, like, how does that help them? Like, does it get their songs put back into the, is that what they want?
I don't know. I really have a hard time believing there's anybody in this world that would make that false accusation, but we all know that this happens.
Yes.
And entertainment is one of those businesses that people want to be in so badly.
They'll do or say anything.
And so that's why this business is ripe for this abuse, because there are people who think, well, I want to be here. I guess this is, you know, we all pay dues.
Yeah.
How many people let something happen to themselves because they were like, I guess this is what I've got to do to stay in, you know, in Hollywood. And that's horrible and it shouldn't be. And the Me Too is kind of the first reckoning that we've witnessed. The Me Too movement.
Because
then
it becomes so the way things were done. Like, well, you want that job? Well, here's what I want you to do.
What's the dude's name? The ogre?
Harvey Weinstein.
And there was a post someone put up not that long ago where they said, people thank Harvey and God more than anybody ever in the history of speeches at the Oscars. Mm. And then it's just a string of every celebrity you can think of saying, thanks, Harvey. And, oh, I got to thank Harvey. And, you know, eek. And it turns out that guy was leveraging that fame and that power for all kinds of ugly things.
Mm-hmm. Promises, jobs, good favor. So I thought to myself, well.
Self.
Will they go bankrupt if this turns out to be true and he gets sued? Or like, has he made plenty of money? I mean, he was on a hit show for years. She was on a hit show for years.
Oh, are we about to play a game?
You know, well. It's a terribly disappointing game because I think of people who are working in Hollywood whose names are known, who you see regularly enough that you're like, even if I didn't know Timothy Busfield's name, I absolutely would have said, oh, yeah, that guy. What do you think? And I have both of their net worths.
Both? Separately.
And they're the same.
Oh.
So I will point out that in the olden days, the TV contracts were insanely unfair, and there weren't even royalties for many people.
Well, so yeah, she was a kid actor, too. So
the show that ran forever and probably is still available, she gets $0 for that. But she's worked, and she's clearly still in the Hollywood.
She was
just the SAG-AFTRA president. I think she was the last one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before Sean Astin.
She was before Fran Drescher.
Oh, was she?
Fran was the last one. Okay. Oh. Either way, she was the president.
Melissa Gilbert, we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Melissa Gilbert,
and
who
is
married.
She's from Little House on the Prairie. Right. Is that right?
She's Laura Ingalls, the younger, the younger sister.
Before my time.
Okay, so their net worth each. So we're doing each or not?
They're both the exact same number.
5 million.
Four.
Three.
$500,000 a piece is what they're saying. So that is, you said three?
I did.
Maddie gets a point for that.
$500,000?
I find it astounding.
They have to have real estate worth more than that. What are you talking about?
Net worth is figured into that. That's what I'm saying. I looked at everything. And one guy says that they're worth, let's see. Tadler says that Timothy Busfield is worth about $1 million.
Now, I will say,
all the other ones are about $500,000.
One of the things that seems like exciting, but also horrifying about Hollywood is that you might work for a year or two or five. And then when that project's over, you got to find a new gig. You might not work for 2, 3, 5 years.
Right.
5 years of not working and paying bills will leave you pretty broke.
Yes.
So that those jobs, if they don't keep coming, can leave you sort of...
Especially if you're not getting royalties for that one big job.
Right, burnt.
Yeah.
Wow, that is really not...
It doesn't feel like retirement money.
No, that's not even... You can't even... You probably had to sell the Rolex.
Right.
And all of the other gifts you bought yourself when the money was rolling in.
Well, now you're about to pay some lawyers. And those bills stack up. Yeah, it doesn't bode well. They're already paying lawyers. It's not awesome.
There might be people out there who go, $500,000's not nothing, but in California, it's not a lot.
It's just that it was so surprising to think that.
Entertainers.
Right. That both of
them. Working entertainers.
No.
She's not in anything.
No.
I don't see her in anything, so I'm not surprised.
I remember the last thing I saw her in. I'm sure she gets parts here and there. Maybe she's on the Hallmark channel.
But as he just said, he's in a movie that with Costner. He did 30-something, was a hit show for a handful of years.
And it was certainly long. Maybe it doesn't still play, or maybe he didn't have a great royalties thing. I mean, there weren't. I'm sure there was a union, though, at some point that stepped in. So I'm sure they have a pension coming. I don't know. But it's very... they're on a precipice. I hope these people aren't
shaking them down.
But I actually hope that no kids got abused too. So I don't know. It's terrible.
There's no winning in that scenario.
There is no winning. And then I'll share this with you. Kiefer Sutherland was arrested for allegedly assaulting his rideshare driver.
Is that an Uber driver?
Yes. Okay. Or a Lyft.
Or a Lyft. Whatever. Okay. Got it.
Kiefer Sutherland. How old is that guy? How old's Kiefer Sutherland?
We just watched him in the vampire movie.
Mm-hmm.
61.
61, says Maddie. What do you think, Bob?
55.
62.
He is 59. That's another point for Maddie.
You know what?
What's that guy worth?
You looked all this up.
I did. Because I was looking. I just looked up the other
Kiefer
one.
Kiefer is money.
Yeah. Kiefer, I will say this. Kiefer is money.
He's been a bunch of movies. He's been a... 24 was a
hit. He was making $40 million a season for
a hit show for him. He also has... It's been reported, and I'm not trying to spread rumors, but that's why when you say he was in a rideshare, I'm thinking he's a guy who has had a drinking problem. Yeah. Whether or not he admits to it.
Remember when he attacked that tree?
It's the best video he's ever done.
I agree.
Better than his movies. It's him wasted in a hotel tackling a Christmas tree, and he is all in. He launches his body like over stuff and into the tree.
Yeah, he takes it down. He body slammed it.
Partying.
Sorry, that's kind of funny.
It is pretty funny. anyway, so that guy, though, the $40 million a season guy is in Ubers and fighting them, huh?
Apparently.
Okay. I'm going to say he is a 100 millionaire.
100 million.
I'll say 140 million.
141.
He is exactly 100 millionaire. Although nice. It varies. It goes 65 to 100 million, but I'm giving you 2 points for that. You guys are all three tied, 3 points apiece. Kiefer Sutherland was arrested early Monday morning for allegedly assaulting his rideshare driver in Hollywood. This is like just after midnight when nothing good happens. Kiefer entered the vehicle, physically assaulted the driver, and then made criminal threats toward him. The driver didn't suffer any injuries that required medical attention, but Kiefer was taken and booked at about 4 a.m. on an unspecified felony charge, according to L.A. County jail records, released on a $50,000 bond and is expected to appear in court on February 2nd.
Felony charge? Yeah. That's a big one.
Maybe there's special protections for cab drivers.
Or maybe he was literally driving.
Oh.
When he was assaulted him? Would that be?
Maybe. Like assault in a moving vehicle?
Because it's extra dangerous because the person's operating a ton. I don't know.
Anyway, as I get details, this is the first I've seen of this morning. So if I get more details, I'll let you know. All right, Vincenzo, what's coming up in the news?
Attacking a guy driving you down the road makes zero sense.
Thanks, dude. This is what I wanted to have happen to me today.
This
I'm trying to make money
driving.
From dinner.
Yeah, you're in the car with him and you're attacking the...
You said he was a drunk. I don't know.
No.
Oh, no.
I think you're right. He may have done that, but that's exactly... Who attacks the driver of the car you're in?
The drunk guy.
A drunk guy, right. Mm-hmm. Where are we? We are... Is it okay? Is it wrong to use your neighbor's hot tub or pool? Is it wrong?
Mm-hmm.
What about their pond? Is that wrong?
Feels wrong.
After these.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
I'll begin with Claude.
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 Mr. Balls?
Oh, I know Claude.
Claude Balls?
Yeah, you never heard that? You know, Claude Balls here? Claude? Mr. Balls? Nobody? There were all kinds
of... It's a prank call?
Yeah.
It's a bit?
Prank call. Yeah.
No.
Those prank names.
Claude is the name.
Some I can't say. The one that, you know, Mike here? It's Mike?
Yeah.
No, I understand. I never did hear the Claude one, though.
Oh.
Claude Balls.
Well, whenever I hear Claude, I always think to myself, oh.
Bulls.
Mr. Bulls.
Claude
is spelled Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E?
Yes, and that is the name of the Bay Area's albino alligator.
Claude.
Claude.
Oh.
And a celebration for the rare beast who loved warm rocks and ate rats will be held on January 18th in Golden Gate Park. I believe, which isn't in this story, but I believe I read somewhere that they're going to dedicate a street in Golden Gate Park
to Claude,
which I think is cool. He was snaggletooth and white and ate tons of rats.
Well, if you ever went to the Cal Academy, you saw him.
Claude, the albino alligator, was taken too soon.
Was he? How old was
he? Was 30.
He? Is that an average age?
I
think we looked this up when this happened, didn't we?
They say that there are fewer than 200 albino alligators in the world, and Claude was ours. Oh. Ours. The memorial that will happen on the 18th will pay tribute to Claude. He was an ambassador for the Cal Academy, and right there, if you went, he was one of the things you looked in.
Even when they moved the location or redid the building, they saved the original. I think the railing was original, and they moved all the alligators in there.
Claude is at the tail or the beginning of the death cycle for alligators.
Okay.
They live 30 to 50 years. So,
so
it was too young.
Well,
the free event, which will happen in Golden Gate Park on the 18th. Let me double check that. Is that Sunday?
I think it is Sunday.
Yeah, it's this Sunday. So if you're interested... They're going to do, there'll be stories and speeches and performances and activities for all ages of alligator enthusiast. Claude was known to hang on a warm rock with his close buddies, a trio of snapping turtles.
Mm.
He loved back scratches and eating fish heads and frozen ratsicles.
He sounds great. Is he on Tinder?
If you can't make it, the celebration will be live streamed, so you can check out Cal Academy's page for details.
Mm.
If you can't make it, And again, I think they're going to dedicate a street to him as well. But either way, Claude, everyone. The alligator. I like it too.
I didn't know his name was Claude.
Heinz has a new French fry box with pull-out slot for ketchup. Is this an invention that we needed? Heinz is introducing the Heinz Dipper, a fry box designed with a built-in ketchup pocket for easy dipping on the go.
I like this, actually, because I want to dip my fries in ketchup, and eating fries in a car can be problematic. You hit a bump, and all of a sudden your paper that has ketchup on it just goes flying. How great would it be?
I have absolutely given up trying to add ketchup to a napkin or some random thing. And in general, I don't know how many times I found myself, I'm scraping, like I'm using something in the car to put the ketchup on, some piece of paper, something I found that I've multi-folded and hoping it. I realize I would never do this. I'm eating a piece of paper off the floor, like, what am I doing?
Well, you got to get your ketchup.
I have taken to no ketchup needed.
But now you can
maybe
take your bag of fries that you got, sit it in the top section or dump them in. I don't know how it works. And then put some ketchup in the bottom, close it when you're not using it. I like it. Heinz, way to go.
Instead of juggling packets or squeezing sauce directly onto fries, you can dip in the built-in cup. Heinz Dipper debuted at selected restaurants yesterday, including sports stadiums across 11 countries worldwide. I was recently on Instagram, and I saw a commercial with Ed Sheeran for Heinz ketchup.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, what in the heck? And it seems that Ed loves ketchup and loves Heinz ketchup specifically and wrote them saying, I've got an idea for a commercial, and they made it. They made it. Heinz went, okay.
We would love to have you as a spokesmodel.
Ed Sheeran, let's have you in it. So he goes
into
a
ketchup song?
No, but he goes into a restaurant and it's a fancy place and this beautiful meal and it gets put down in front of him. But it's not done. It's not perfect until he reaches in his own bag and pulls out his own ketchup bottle and puts it down, to the shock and horror of the snobby waiter and others. There it is. That's him.
Based on a real DM from Ed Sheeran.
Yep. That's the nice restaurant with the chandeliers and all the expensive.
Oh, lots and lots of forks and
silverware.
And sure, classical music is playing. Maybe it's jazz.
Yeah, oh, definitely classical. The hostess walks up to me and she says, Mr. Sheeran, is this your first time dining with us? And I say, yep. The waiter comes over. He's telling me about the specials. Super fancy. Fancy vegetables. Fancy sauces. I said, sounds fancy. So fast forward and the food comes. The waiter goes on to tell me, we are proud to present this farm to table, blah, 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 posh and fancy, blah, 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 with a side of blah, blah, blah. You know, the food looked good. I just thought there was something missing. So I reach into my bag and I take out the only thing that can complete me. And at that point, the whole world came to a stop.
He's got his Heinz ketchup in his hand.
And he's banging.
The whole restaurant has frozen now.
Through his eyes.
No!
So that's my idea. Do you want to do it?
And the answer is yes. We
and
would love to do that.
They made it. Ed Sheeran, by the way, getting ready to launch the Loop Tour.
Mm.
Somebody's got tickets somewhere.
I think it's a Choose Your City tour,
right?
And for us, it's a Choose Your City contest. And you go to RadioAlice.com, and it's an enter online contest, national contest.
You complete me. Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't have that anywhere.
I knew
up
you
here.
Had it somewhere.
Anyway, there's the new invention is the ketchup cup by Heinz.
It's cute.
You know, Ed Sheeran's doing Heinz commercials. The push is on.
I will say that the Heinz, they've redesigned the fry box, and then you pull out the Heinz logo on the front of it. I was picturing more of sort of like a slide out drawer and a wider base. Like, this looks like it was going to tip over.
Well,
so, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not good. I just gave up the ketchup packs. Just forget it.
You can live without them.
I mean, if you're home, sure, put your ketchup of course, on. But you're driving down the road, that's just a joke. Trying to dip, not spill, not crash, all the things.
Eating
what
in the
am
car
I doing?
In general is just ill-advised. Just, I get it. Sometimes people have to. They're eating on the go. But I just, please, can I sit at a table and have plenty of napkins nearby?
So there's your first invention of this news break, the ketchup cup.
All right, ketchup cup.
Your next invention. A company in Finland is launching autofocus glasses that scan your eyes and can change the prescription instantly.
Oh, this is amazing.
It is amazing. Finnish eyewear company. I don't know what that's supposed to
Norgen,
say.
Norgen, yeah. Norgen, Norgen.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Is gearing up to launch smart glasses that look just like ordinary spectacles, but they will autofocus based on the perceived needs of the wearer. The glasses contain eye tracking sensors as well as liquid crystals in the lenses.
Incredible.
Which are used to change the prescription instantaneously.
This is what we need.
The result, according to the company, is an improvement on current bifocals or varifocal lenses, both of which are meant for people who need assistance seeing both far and close.
Mm-hmm.
But they come with drawbacks. Some people say, I fall over. I get dizzy looking through my multi-lens glasses. Didn't John say, I'm never wearing those? I don't want that.
Oh, you're talking about the existing glasses.
Yes.
Yes. John got himself a pair of progressives and just will not give himself the time to let his eyes get used to it. He's like, no, if the sides of the world are fuzzy and
I'm
and
on
round,
a boat.
Yeah.
I am on a boat.
Do
but hold on.
I'm like, just wear them. just use them. Your head and eyes will make all the adjustments you ever need. You don't even have to think about it.
I know, but I'm with him in that there's a moment where you go, I can't live like this.
Mm.
I can't live like
this. So you're just going to live without being able to focus on anything.
Well, you decide. You call your shot. I'm going to wear my long distance glasses and do without when I try to read.
Mm.
Or I'll, you know.
So far, I mean, look at you. You're mid-50s and you are looking right at, do you have to make the font huge?
No, but I will say that my long vision's the baddest. My long vision's the worst, so that's the thing that my glasses correct, and I wear those to drive and pretty much always.
Yes.
Those are prescription. And I can, like, if I'm in a room full of people, I want my long lenses so I can tell that that person's not just, I don't know based on that hair color who that is. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you have to piece it together. So I try to wear those whenever I'm in around people at an event, at an appearance, I'll be wearing my glasses. In general, I don't need them to read. But when I do put on my readers, like let's say I'm writing a check, Sarah.
Okay.
You know, doing my bills, balancing my bills.
Right.
I will put on the readers and go, oh my God, that's what stuff looks like.
I know.
Like, yeah, I can get by.
It's a relief.
But there's a difference for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, this company is coming with autofocus glasses that can change their lenses in real time to support the needs of your eyes.
It's incredible.
It is incredible.
Go science, go.
And here's one more invention that seems to have changed the young people's lives more than any of us.
Okay.
9 in 10 Gen Zs can't imagine life without ChatGPT. Can't imagine it.
Mm.
Already. It's only a year old or two.
Or three.
Is it three?
I don't know.
I don't
but
think
it does
three.
Feel like it's, like even I use it. And I mean, mostly just to help write stuff, but it's, my son talks to it constantly. He had a legal problem recently and he was just on there and he was taking notes even from what ChatGPT was telling him and was giving him advice and doing all this stuff. And he followed some of the stuff. It was incredible. Incredible.
You're telling me ChatGPT is about to replace lawyers too?
Maybe.
Oh.
It's just, they ask it questions and it answers them like a friend because it does, its algorithm wants to know you. It just knows all about you. I'm telling you, like when I talk to ChatGPT in the mornings here, sometimes I'm like, hey, help me write a game about, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh yeah, how are we going to rock their socks off today? Vinny's going to love this one. Like it is seriously friendly.
I don't use it like, I wouldn't know that. You're telling me something I do not know because I do not use it like that.
It knows all about everybody on the show.
How Gen Z uses ChatGPT for work, brainstorming ideas, research, problem solving, learning new skills, writing or editing documents, managing tasks or organizing work, writing emails, creating job application materials, preparing presentation or reports.
It's incredible.
Gen Z has figured out how to make this thing do their job for them.
Mm.
In their personal lives, brainstorming ideas is still at the top of the list. Researching topics. Solving everyday problems.
When you were looking for the cheap date thing to go on, you know, where you should have asked ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Did you?
No, I used the old-fashioned Google, but I should have used chat. I use it so much for writing, though. Like, I'm doing this thing this weekend at a conference, and my whole presentation, chat, did it through chat. You know, put in, like, this is the points I want to make, and, you know, put it together into 15 slides. And
you can even ask it afterward, be like, punch that up, put a few jokes in there.
Is that going to be live streamed somewhere?
Yeah, can we watch that?
I don't think so.
Can we run that live here on Amazon?
Yeah, we'd really like to, you know, or get in there and be all, boo.
I hear you in Orlando.
Here we are doing our show without you, and you're talking about that crap over there. What do they need you for? We need you. Get back here.
Boo.
Anyway. By the way, no second date with that lady.
No. We texted every once in a while. We'll text back and forth, but no, nothing.
You don't feel it, or I'm just not like
he feels it.
I did, but now I'm just it's for me. Like I'm not feeling like chasing something down. Like either you're into me or you're not, and
I'm not gonna put any effort into that. I'm not chasing anybody down.
It does sound bad.
What's that?
What you're saying sounds bad. She's saying.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to put effort into
that. I'm too tired of chasing people down. You come to me, bring me a pizza and some beers and do your thing.
Don't bring him beers. Oh, what are you talking about?
Oh, non-alcoholic beer, near beer.
That is not.
That'll solve all my relationship problems. You know, it did wonders for my marriage.
You won't have any relationships solved.
800-400-3697. That's our text number. You can call us too, but for now, Maddie is on the show with your texts.
All right, here we go. Vin might find this gross, but I rip open the ketchup packets and put them in my mouth, take some, then pull out a fry and put that in my mouth. That's from the 510.
You know what? Yeah. How can that? That's not as gross as me finding something I can squirt ketchup packets onto from the floorboard of my car. And I'm someone who's pretty germophobic.
Mm.
And yet, like, I just gave it up. I went, it's not good enough to do this. Stupid.
I'm not going to carry around little cups to put stuff in.
No, I'm not.
925, stop advocating for AI. It's coming for your job, and it's taking drinking water from communities.
Who's advocating for it?
I
kind of am.
Oh. I don't use it.
It seems pretty cool.
Yeah. Sounds like it writes your games.
707, fries are absolutely perfect on their own with just salt. There's no need for ketchup.
Yeah. I've gotten used to it. I don't eat that much French fries, but if I go through a drive-thru on the way home from here, I just go, just fries, burger.
Listen, pro tip, get the caramel sundae when you're getting your McDonald's fries and just dip in that. It comes in a cup.
Oh, so good. Jonathan from Santa Rosa with a little hack. Sarah and Vinny, when using ketchup in the car, just ask for the drive-thru to give you a small cup. Put the small cup in the cup holder and put your ketchup in the cup. I figured this out when I was 17.
Great idea.
Yeah.
And then you can drip ketchup from the cup all the way across your pants, up in front of your shirt, into your mouth.
510, Maddie, lame. I am new to the dating apps, and please chase her down. It's flattering, and I'm sure she would like it. Okay.
Well, he doesn't.
Not gonna.
You know, Bob said
it. But,
He's into her, but he's also still pretty hung up on his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. Mm. Not that hung up, but pretty hung up.
Was that your gulp?
I did just go.
That wasn't me. I've learned mic off when I drink anything because you can hear it even if I'm over the side of the room.
Sarah's gulps are much cuter.
Did you hear that one?
No.
I must have just open mouth gulped it because I was trying to talk. Mm. Sometimes I'm mid coffee and I'm like, I gotta say something. I have something funny to say. That wasn't me.
And then one more, 510. Eating while driving is distracted driving.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. But
Vinny's car drives itself, so.
That is true.
Yeah. That is true. Look into Mach-E.
I am.
From my friends at Frontier Ford. I'm going to let you drive that today.
Yeah, if we have time today, we have that meeting. But I definitely, I want to see if I can park it in my spot downstairs.
Tomorrow. You can do it tomorrow.
Okay. That sounds good.
I drive it every day.
Yes.
The Mach-E from Frontier Ford.
Yep, I can't
look
wait.
Into it. It's a beauty.
They have some badass models of that too. Like there's a kind of the throwback one that it's got racing stripes on it. I might get that one.
They're so sick.
Oh, it's really cool. All right. Coming up, our Battle of the Generations. Bridge the Gap.
Oh, my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, everyone's so excited about Bottle Rock. Oh, Bottle Rock, Napa Valley. Take the code word memories, M-E-M-O-R-I-E-S, to RadioAlice.com for a three-day pass from Bottle Rock, Napa Valley, the very first taste of summer. I can taste it. May 22nd through the 24th. Your headlines are, actually, hold on, because we did the single day announcement today. On Friday, Lord, Teddy Swims, Lil Wayne. On Saturday, the Foo Fighters, LCD Sound System, Zedd, and 1,000 other bands each of these days. Sunday, Backstreet Boys, Somber, Ludacris. You can get the full lineup and all the info at BottleRockNapaValley.com, and the single day tickets go on sale tomorrow. But right now, we have general admission three-day passes for the person who gets selected this hour. Memories, M-E-M-O-R-I-E-S. So exciting. I just love that show. Mason, have you ever been to a Bottle Rock?
No.
You're coming this year. We all gotta go. Oh my God.
I'm really excited for DJ Meredith Marks. I love Real Housewives of Salt Lake City because
I'm
trash.
Oh, that's so funny. You know, did
who
you
know?
This I was DJ just Meredith telling you Marks. About her.
You were?
Yeah, I literally just told
you. I thought we were talking about Pauly D.
We were, and then I said, and he's not the only reality star turned DJ on the Bottle Rock lineup.
Now I remember.
So Meredith Marks is playing on Friday. That's the Lord Day. And then DJ Pauly D, that's the Jersey Shore guy.
Yeah.
You have the name right. It's that's on the Foo Fighter Day, Fighters Day on Saturday. And there's probably... there's all kinds of stuff on all these different stages. Like there's definitely probably a DJ stage where there's all kinds of stuff. But they have this thing. They have like a culinary stage where it's in this area. You go in and there's all these food trucks and all these places that you can get delicious food. But then there's a huge stage and like Flea comes up and makes his signature.
They do big shows.
That's
huge,
awesome.
Like, right. So it's a big chef with like a big, you know, somebody from a band who's making their specialty item.
That I'm very much into.
It's super fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's such a fun place to walk around. It's such a beautiful setting, and there
the
you are
around
now.
That time.
Oh my God,
nice.
Lovely.
Oh, I'm into it.
It's lovely. It actually will get hot.
Oh,
it'll
dear.
Be. It's really nice.
I hate sweating.
Not super sweating. Not super sweating. But like a nice warm.
Okay,
because
my hair just doesn't do that, and I have to take these factors into consideration.
I hate sweating.
No, sweating. That is actually a known fact about Mason, because at
I was just gonna say
at Winterland she got so mad when she had to walk up a hill. She's like, I am dressed up for this, and now I'm sweating.
I was dying. I was wearing black, but you couldn't tell. Like I had sweated through the whole. I felt gross. I felt sticky, and I'm a complainer. Mm. And if I'm miserable, you're gonna be miserable too.
Oh, that sounds so great.
I know,
just
right?
Misery
I'm just
is nice yeah. company for sure.
I'm just
sure.
one of those people that are like, ooh, I wish she was around more. She's just so I'm working on complaining less, but it really is kind of my how I work through my problems. I talk things out loud.
Well, I've always thought that like it actually feels good to complain.
Yeah,
like that is how you get through. Like you complain about it, someone, that's why I hate when people don't commiserate. Like if I'm complaining about something, just go along with
oh
me.
Yeah, you like know? If you want to gossip about something and someone's like, oh, I don't want to say anything bad, or
I'm well, like, okay, I'm gonna go sit with someone else then. Right. Hello.
I'm a horrible person is what I'm saying.
Oh my God. I feel like we're kindred souls.
I know, right?
Mm. That is pretty funny. It's got a person that goes, I got some gossip on that chick right there. Oh, I don't think we should talk about
that.
Yeah,
I don't gossip. Mm-mm.
I mean, at least nod your head and say, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know.
Well, now I feel like a bad person.
Because I am one. I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Before Winterland, Mason, Maddie, and I went out for sushi with Susan also.
What did you
and
gossip?
And Maddie was the last one there. And within 5 seconds of him sitting down, we were just, it was a full gossip session.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, maybe that they don't mean. And they're like, be quiet, Bob. We're gossiping.
Stop being such a nice person.
We know a lot of the same people from before days. So, yes.
Oh, you and Maddie
do? Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I like getting the tea.
But I do feel guilty.
Even if she doesn't know the people. Yeah, me too. I'm like, they stabbed you?
That's the best tea. Uh-huh. I call it tangential drama. When I'm not involved, you know, there's no consequences to me.
Right.
I just get to enjoy it. It's like watching reality TV.
Mason, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Were you a star on social media first, or were you doing radio first?
Radio first.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I did afternoons in Seattle for 13 years. That was my very first only radio job.
Jeez.
In afternoons.
Right to afternoons.
I've always been a really good imitator, so I think that's why I probably started at a higher level than some people. I used to want to be a news anchor. Uh-huh. My next door neighbor in Hawaii was a news anchor, so I always wanted to be like, our top story tonight is a fire in Tacoma. We go now to the scene, that kind of thing.
Oh, that's really good.
Thank you so much.
That was actually really good.
I have too much facial expressions to do the news, though. I'd be like, they did what?
You got to keep that straight newsy. I'm serious about this.
I don't think I could do it. If I'm interviewing some crazy person on the street, I'd be like... But yeah, that's why I think
you got to watch the show, you guys. You got to go to YouTube.com and search for Alice 97.3 because Mason is doing all kinds of
I'm very animated.
Gesticulation.
Okay. So you're doing afternoons.
Did afternoons. COVID hit and I lost my job. And I was, I mean, that was my entire identity too. I was known as Mason on Movin'. I mean, and I had done social media, but like not to the extent. And so when I was unemployed for almost a year and a half, I mean, I can't even tell you how depressed. And I mean, I cried almost every day. And I shared a lot of that because I'm a very open book. I shared a lot of it online. And
well, and complaining is your thing. I mean,
know.
That's how you do it.
I was like, I've got a captive audience. It's go time. So, yeah, that's where
grew
it started.
Out of that,
yeah.
Out
and
of
that's
the
how
pandemic.
I got my next job. I did mornings in Dallas. From gaining a following of like 300,000 at that point. And then I went to Dallas and had a story go viral and
to
a million. And then that's when I got my job afterwards with Nick Cannon. So yeah, everything happens for a reason. I really do believe that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be here with you if I hadn't had all those things happen.
God, so. You're so lucky.
I know.
I've never
written my diary
so
every
positive.
Night. I have my moments.
Yeah.
You just gotta keep it balanced.
Right.
Yeah. That's a pretty rad story, all jokes aside.
It's a great story, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, are you Deadhead at all?
Not a big one. Yeah. I can enjoy some.
I'm not a huge fan, but this is sort of like Grateful Dead Central, like this area.
Well,
and
the Bay Area, that's where they came out of. But there are people who have their favorite record is the 72 live show in Washington, D.C.
Right.
Like, what?
Sure. Like, wow. Didn't even know D.C. was a thing back then. Anyway, Bob Weir, we lost him this week or last weekend. And there is a big, I predict that this is going to be a huge gathering. Like, all the Deadheads that are available are going to come out. And it's happening at Civic Center Plaza, which is right next to City Hall. And there's lots of speakers and people who have things to say. I don't know if there's going to be music, but I have to assume that there is going to be a whole party getting thrown there. And there will be Guitar Man. He always shows up and strums his guitar and people gather around and sing Truckin' or, you know, whatever. The three songs I know by them. And all the songs that are 25 minutes long.
Right,
those
right.
will just
oh, that's,
go on
yeah.
and on.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
the Jam Band. This is happening Saturday and it starts at 12:45. So, and I'm looking at this in Rolling Stone of all places, so this is definitely you can find it in local
papers. Since
you
brought up the Dead again, just to quickly re-mention, Forever Dead is the name of the new band, and they will go on.
And they're sanctioned by the surviving members? Is
Bob said, I plan to rejoin the band when I come back, when I am reincarnated.
And grow up for 30 years and learn guitar.
Yes, all the stuff. Mm. I expect them to still be playing so that I can rejoin my band. So Forever Dead is the new name, everyone.
You know, heads up, if you're a Deadhead and you just had a little baby, you should definitely claim that it's the reincarnation of Bob Weir.
Smart.
And right.
Yeah.
You know, think ahead. This is long term. This is a long term plan. But your baby could be a rock star.
Go with the Dalai Lama or,
Or Bob Weir.
Yeah.
He just keeps coming back. Bob Weir Smith, my son. Super Bowl's right around the corner. You know, the commercials are the thing. And it's funny because it always sneaks up on me. Like, I'm not thinking about Super Bowl commercials. I don't care. I don't like commercials. I don't care about commercials. I'm not like, what will the next Pringles commercial be? I'm not thinking that way. So it always sort of surprises me when all of a sudden out of the blue, there's a million clips, a million little snippets of, you know, the little teaser things that they do for all the products that are going to, that have paid the $8 million or whatever it is this year.
The advance commercial for the commercial.
Right. Mm-hmm. And now, because of the internet, there's what you see on Super Bowl Sunday in that 30-second window is just a little bit of the giant one that they've got that people are watching. People are like, I'm going to go watch their commercial. That is why advertising on the Super Bowl is worth so much more than just whatever you're paying there. Like, if you can get something that's big and that people are talking about and then go and view it a million times, it's just great promotion.
He didn't do a lot when he was playing, but Tom Brady's become the new overexposed, so many commercials, and he's obviously announcing games as well.
He's getting pretty good at it, too.
He is good at it. People who care about that stuff and comment on that stuff are also shocked how good he is at it.
You know who's gone downhill is, well, I mean, maybe we're getting in the weeds here, but do you watch a lot of football, Mason?
Oh, so much.
Yeah. So she doesn't. Okay,
go teams, go.
So Tony Romo and I really like Tony Romo.
He's charming,
I thought he would, yeah, but he's, I was listening to him the other day going, is there something wrong with Tony Romo? What's going on with Tony Romo? Like, I don't know. Am I the only one that thinks this?
I never thought he was great to begin with.
He had his moment. Like early on, he was really charming and obviously as a former player and quarterback, like he knew stuff about the game and was insightful. And just the other day, I'm like, what is he talking about? And why can't he finish sentences? It was very strange. But I'm with you. At first, I thought Tom Brady seemed super stiff. And he has relaxed into it and really...
He's good.
He lets go of himself and he just talks. And I've been like, oh, I hate to like that guy, but...
We're going to see a lot of him, yeah. I bet, in the Super Bowl commercials.
Is he still dating that Alex Earl influencer or... Debatable if like dating, but they were getting very close.
Supposedly they hooked up, but I have also seen stories where they're both saying, no, we were dancing on the same yacht together and happened to be.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Well, for him.
I mean, grownups can do it.
That's what he's going to go
high
for.
High five and then get on down the road.
Is true.
Nothing wrong with that.
I feel like Mason's mic could be a little hotter. Or just get right up on it, girl.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
Anyway, back to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Right.
And the commercials. Sabrina Carpenter has released a little teaser for a Super Bowl commercial. I put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you want to look at it. It's just wicked short. But and so it begins with Sabrina Carpenter and Pringles. They're getting out ahead here. And I'm sure over the next couple of weeks, it's really every other freaking story that I see is going to be about the Super Bowl commercials. So in the clip, Sabrina is like sitting on a porch and she's got a bowl of chips next to her. And she's holding a flower. It actually looks like a feather duster, but it's all Pringles chips all the way on there. And she's going, he loves me, he loves me not, he loves me,
That's
he loves
cute.
Me not. It's cute. And she's adorable. Everybody loves to see a cute little button. Little Sabrina Carpenter. So the caption for the post is, love at first bite. Once you pop, the love don't stop.
Okay.
But you do apparently have to wait until February 8th to see the full clip. Although,
how will we sleep?
I don't know. I can't think of what I'll do as I wait.
Every time I see her, though, I just go, should I get bangs? Kind of want bangs. Sabrina Carpenter has bangs. They look very cute.
Mason, if you're going to get bangs, now is the time. It's bang season.
It is bang
season. So if you're
Why
thinking
is it
about
bangs?
It,
what do you mean it's bang season?
Like, that's the hairstyle of the year. It's bangs.
Curtain bangs. You have curtain bangs going on, kind of.
You know, I've been trying to let them grow out.
They look
Do
cute.
I have to go back to
you
bangs?
You kind of make me want to get them done.
I feel like it's been evolving. Like curtain bangs started a couple years ago, and now they're getting shorter and shorter. And everybody's got the Dyson Airwrap now, so it's...
No, they don't. No one has the Dyson Airwrap.
I can't afford the Dyson. I don't know what kind of money you get paid, I don't have Dyson money.
Well, I don't have one, but I also... I would.
What is the Dyson Airwrap for those of us who have no idea what you're talking about?
It's this magical tool that can turn your hair into anything.
It's got different attachments. Like
the
Dyson vacuum.
Okay.
So you've got the attachment to blow dry. Then there's like curling attachments so you can curl your hair with hot air.
Is that what you were... Do you rep them?
I'm sorry, what?
I've seen you do curling iron
No,
stuff
those, are, those are different products that I'm paid to endorse.
Okay.
Dyson has not contacted me yet, so
well,
they
Dyson.
Should though.
They should.
Yeah.
Everyone should.
Dyson is expensive.
It's like 600. I think it might be more than that. Is it like 6, 7, 8?
That sounds right. 6.
I mean, for like the full size machine, but they have this little, the one, it's small, and but it does have the full length. I can't think of what it's portable something, but you charge it on the wall and then you just pick it up. It's really light and you can do your whole kitchen with it. Really.
Oh, you're talking about a vacuum.
Oh, wait,
now.
We're off the hairdo
yeah,
now.
That's actual vacuum.
Right. Oh, okay. Actually, yeah. I'm saying in general, Dyson is a very pricey.
I'm sorry. Everyone item. Probably knows what you guys are talking. I shouldn't have
probably
asked.
Not. It's I'll possible that they don't.
I can see why you wouldn't be the target market, Vinny.
I'm not. You're right.
We're going to sell you a Dyson right now. You need it with all that hair.
I just mean that, you know, hair tool. Everyone's got a knockoff Dyson, I guess.
Mine, yeah. Mine died yesterday.
Oh,
so
you're in the market.
Mine was a knockoff one, and it absolutely died on me, which was my worst nightmare.
So, did we decide if you're getting bangs or not?
Bangs, bangs, bangs.
Should we
bangs,
do it now?
Bangs, bangs.
Yeah,
any
I have some scissors.
Got some scissors.
Yep, I got some.
She's got like her sewing idea. Scissors. Yeah. I won't regret this at all.
No, let's do it.
Okay.
All right.
I love rating, so yes.
Yes. Thank you.
It'll
for
be
loving
the Super
rating.
Bowl commercial for Alice.
Did you see Northwest a couple weeks ago? She did some stuff on social media where we got to see her blacked out grill, her between the eyes piercing, her blue hair, and the world went crazy.
How old is she?
12. The world went freaking bananas, and I think her mommy made her take her social media down. It's back up, don't worry. And now she is showing her hand piercings.
What?
And that was a thing. Her diamond shark teeth. Her new grill is just pointy. It looks like she's going to bite her lip off. She's going to do serious damage to her tongue. It's crazy looking. You know what? Do you want me to send you the link to the... See if you can find those pictures, because seriously, I want Vinny to see these. So here's what these... They're barbell piercings. And they're about... They're a little bit further down your finger than where a ring would sit. So like between your knuckle on your hand and your first knuckle on your finger, she's got a barbell. It's almost like midway. And the first one that she had, there's some pictures of it. It looks infected. It looks swollen and
so
horrible.
It's on the top of the hand so that it shows like a ring.
It's like two dots. Oh, there's the picture of the first one.
Okay.
So it's a barbell. So it's just a dot on one side and a dot on the other side. And you can see where it's sort of punched through. And then she got a second one on the same hand. I don't know which hand she put it on. It would make it so that you couldn't slide a ring down there, I would think. Although I suppose you just take those things out and hopefully it's not so infected that you can't get it back. But that it's actually a lot of distance for it to be covering. Like, you know how when you pierce your ear, we've talked about, like, once it heals and you've got a pierced ear, you can always force something through that. Like, it becomes a channel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, years can go by, and I mean I haven't worn earrings in years because headphones, and I can still get an earring through there.
Well, yeah, it's close.
It hurts, but I can get it through. But if you poke through, and they show the needle going through too, like the skin pinched up, and then they pierce it with a, I don't know, some kind of piercing needle, and then they slide the bar through and screw the ends on.
I don't like the flat skin piercings. I can understand the belly button because there's a little spot there for it to live. I can understand your ears.
Mm-hmm.
And then the nose thing can look kind of cute, but flat skin or like your cheek.
I know.
I mean, I even think the lip kind of, okay, you're putting it through to the others, but the flat skin, that just seems...
I think we should all go to Claire's after this.
Oh my God. I feel like getting stuck. Poked.
Does she have it on both hands?
She has it on two fingers on one of her hands.
Because I would imagine, you know, since you use your hands so much, that it's never going to fully heal.
The one that I saw, I don't think those are her hands in the photo we're looking at. But she had one in a photo from a while, just one, in a photo from a while ago. And the skin looked swollen and red. It looked really terrible.
Yeah, piercings are no joke.
She has one between her eyes too, across the. Is this like the upper bridge of your nose?
She
I don't know what
has
that
the
is.
Bug, doesn't she?
She does.
She is her father's daughter.
I was just gonna say. Now, would I want to look like North? No, but I do think it's insanely cool that at 12 years old she is experimenting. I mean, she's in a rare situation where she can do and try anything she wants, and she's from a young age she's developed her own personal style. And I think it's going to be cool to watch her grow up.
I like her hair. She's got
me too.
She has sort of like an aqua. Is that an ombre? And it fades down to like a much darker blue.
It's reverse ombre. Almost.
Oh, is it? I don't really know. That sounds right. That sounds.
I have no idea.
The right term.
That's a 12-year-old.
12 years old.
Okay.
I know. I mean, at 12.
She looks big for her age, though, too, I think.
She does look tall for... She has 6 inches on Kim.
I mean, she does not look 12.
Well, no.
No. Especially which I not. Think a lot of 12-year-olds these days, I can't tell anymore. College kids, to me, look like they're 14.
That is so true.
Which is weird, because I'm only a few years older than them.
Yeah, me too. What are we in our late 20s? Yeah, she's... I didn't even think about that. She doesn't really look like a 12-year-old. Uh-uh.
It's, no,
I
not
will
at all.
Say it's going to be fun watching her grow up. Like, what is she going to go through? How ruined or not is she going to be by being a Kardashian kid? Like, or a West kid? Anyway, I got to say that the mouth full of sharpened teeth made of diamonds is something. I like it better than the blacked out teeth that she had a couple weeks
it's
ago.
It's all temporary, the teeth. At least I hope even her real piercings, teeth are still under there.
Unless you're gauging something or doing something that's really splitting you open, you can always take them out.
You're a wordsmith.
Thank you. I think you all know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
I'm imagining it right now, though.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.